Let's open our Bibles and read together the passage that we're going to be considering this morning. We're concluding Luke chapter 14. We've been looking at this final section of the chapter, and we conclude it this morning. And we're also just going to read a couple of verses from Matthew chapter 16 as well, on the same kind of theme. So we're in Luke 14 to begin with. If you picked up a church Bible on your way in, the page number is 1501, page 1501. Luke 14, beginning to read at verse 25. Now great multitudes went with Jesus, and he turned and said to them, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Lest after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, 'This man began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king going to war against another king does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is still a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks conditions of peace. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land nor for the dunghill, but men throw it out. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And then just a few verses in Matthew and chapter 16. Matthew 16. We just hear something similar again from the Lord. At verse 24 of Matthew 16. "Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.'"